history part of it, the prophecies like Isaiah 53 that talked about the Messiah as being a suffering servant. They didn't see that, but they saw this idea that the Messiah was going to come and triumph and judge the world, and he would set them free, and they would have wealth and prosperity and blessing and security. They wanted a king. Passages of Scripture. You can just listen as I read them if you'd like. One is Zechariah 9, verses 9 and 10. So if you want to jot that down, I encourage you to read it in a little later this day. But Zechariah chapter 9 and Zechariah with eight prophecies that had to do with the coming Messiah. And the subject of this prophecy was the coming of Zion's King. And when you hear this, you can understand why people in Jesus' day Jesus was not at all what the Jewish world in the first century or what Jerusalem expected. Think about it. He came on a donkey, which was a symbol of peace, instead of a chariot with horses, which was a symbol Jesus the Son, coming to be a Savior, and he says you didn't recognize him. And I read that last night, I wonder how many times Jesus has said to our generation, that Jesus has said to the church in our generation, you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. And maybe it's because we're looking for something else. thought that they were getting a solution to their money problems. And they thought they were getting a solution to their problems. They thought, yeah, now we're going to feel good. We're going to have a good life. And they, like us, maybe just wanted a nice, friendly Jesus who would give us what we want. A king who would meet our needs. But instead of a nice, soft, friendly Jesus, they got a cross, bruised, beaten, bloodied, and dying. And I want to suggest to you that we live in a day and age in the church in America where we live with the danger of commercializing Jesus, of taming Jesus, of marketing Jesus. We just got to sell Jesus. Is it possible that I could be guilty of wanting Jesus for what he could do for me instead of really hearing his call to follow him and walk in his ways? Is it possible that in our generation and in this day that we can fail to recognize the times of God's visitation in our lives because we are so preoccupied with our own stuff? Jesus, we